Hello. On this podcast, we talk about movies, their faults, their flaws, and their plots. So, expect some spoilers.
You've been warned.
Welcome to Plot Spackle. I'm John, and I've seen this movie first. I don't recall exactly when. I just know I've seen it multiple times, at least parts of it, on TV and in other various situations.
I'm Richard, and I saw it when I was staying over at a cousin's house.
And I'm Eric, and I saw at least half of this movie on Netflix before they, like 2 weeks before they took it off.
So he almost got to avoid this Eeler.
Almost, but
he was trying to dodge that bullet.
But yeah, it was one of those, apparently this is a classic, and I need to see this.
And what movie is that, Eric?
This movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Bueller. Bueller.
Yeah, so you know the important parts.
Yeah. I just never saw the ending, the parade part.
Oh, see, like, I've seen the ending more than I've seen the beginning. Like, it's usually you come in late, and then it's like, oh, we can get the end bit when all the action's going. But the beginning, I know I've only probably seen once or twice. Yeah, see, the ending's what I usually see. I've missed the beginning more than that. What about you, Richard?
I actually just watched it as a regular movie a lot. It was fine.
All right, so
it's not like it's The Fifth Element.
So what do we know about
Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Have you never seen The Fifth Element, Richard?
I have seen all of The Fifth Element. I've just never managed to be able to press play and watch it from beginning to end without being interrupted.
He's never seen it
I've never seen the entire movie in one sitting. Like, I've been able to watch some, and then I will have to stop and go and do something else and come back and then finish the film. Okay. But I've never been able to watch it in one sitting.
So I was going
to
say, that's a great movie.
It is. I love that show.
Amongst the diehards, where do you rate it?
Oh, like Fifth Element compared to Die Hard?
Oh, no. It's one of the Die Hard films.
Well, I know Bruce Willis is in there. You know, he's the everyman. He's the everyday man.
Yeah, he's an everyman who helps save the day.
Well, I've only seen three Die Hards, and so obviously the first one is top tier.
Yeah.
Third one is below the first one. Fourth one I would put Fifth Element before the fourth Die Hard movie.
All right. Anyways, back to Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
So the movie we're actually talking about.
Movie we're actually talking about came out on the 11th of June in 1986. Were you born yet, Eric?
1986? Yeah, I was born.
All right.
What was the month?
In June?
Yes, I was born.
He was, what, 1 month old?
No.
2 weeks?
Well, what day in June, sorry?
The 11th.
Yeah, about that.
All right.
All right.
As we slowly zero in on my birth date.
So soon all the hackers will have your information. All those leaked crackers.
I'll have to change my password from 1234.
Oh, now they know.
Here. 2 4 3 2 1.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That throws them off every time.
All right. It was filmed on a $6 million budget, as opposed to the larger budgets we have nowadays. And it earned that back in its opening weekend and grossed about $70 million in the U.S. alone.
That's a pretty good return. 1 to 10 plus.
So, and it did fairly well.
And it's got this pop culture legacy.
I know Deadpool, the movie, references it at the very end. The stinger where he's like, go home. What are you doing here? Apparently, Ferris Bueller did that first. I don't know. I haven't seen the ending of it.
All right. So, what is Ferris Bueller about, then?
So, Ferris Bueller is about... Well, it's not actually about Ferris. He is just kind of the cataclysm of the adventure. It's actually about his friend... Oh, what's his name? I don't actually remember. Who is probably suicidal. His friend decides, you know what? His friend, Ferris, decides that, hey, this guy needs to actually live life and see that life is worth living. And so he takes him on some crazy, wacky adventures, which culminates in, I think, a parade. I'm not 100% sure. That's past where I got.
All right. And how do you think the film ends?
Well, it's an 80s movie, so they stick it to the establishment.
Okay.
And everyone gets away scot-free.
All right. All right. Can't say that you're wrong.
But you're not going to say that I'm right.
No, I'm not going to say that you're right. Now, since we're dealing with normal named people, and, you know, that always takes us places for good guy, bad guy, bad name, instead this time we have Ferris Bueller, Breakfast Club, or neither. Isn't that right?
Yep.
So we're going to see, is it the actor?
The name of the actor, and whether or not they were in the Breakfast Club, in Ferris Bueller, or weren't in any of them.
Now, are there any that are in both? Can't think of any off the top of my head. But also, I'm not very good at actor names.
Me neither.
Not good at all. But here we go. You can't be looking it up. Put your phone away.
Oh, I'm not. Sorry. I had notifications. I want to close it. Plus, you see me, like, typing on the phone more. Or swiping. Because Android. Yeah. It's like, no, just got to check my emails.
He's checking his emails.
Okay, Google. Was so-and-so in... So what you were saying was... Okay, Google. Was so-and-so in Breakfast Club or Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
All right. Question number one.
All right. Matthew Broderick.
He is in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He is the titular Ferris.
All right. Good start. Good start.
All right. Emilio Estevez.
That is Breakfast Club.
All right. He's going good. Going good. All right, all right, all right.
That's Matthew McConaughey, and I don't think he's in either.
He's not.
Ally Sheedy.
I want to say Breakfast Club, but I'm not 100% sure. No, wait. I'm going to say he's not in that one in either. I think he was in 16 Candles.
Okay.
Which I haven't seen either, but I've seen bits and pieces of... Well, I've not seen any of Breakfast Club, so... But I've seen bits and pieces of Ferris Bueller's and 16 Candles.
Jeffrey Jones.
Neither.
Okay. Mia Sara.
I want to say Breakfast. No, I'm going to say Ferris Bueller's.
Okay. Kiefer Sutherland.
Neither. That's the guy from 24. He wasn't in Breakfast Club, was he? I don't think so.
I'm trying to remember back what he also would look like younger in that time period. And I'm coming up blank, but so I can't help you because I'm not actually sure either. Like, I'd be totally wrong at this.
Molly Ringwald.
She's in Breakfast Club and 16 Candles. Basically, any John Hughes movie, she's in there, except for Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I think she's also in Can't Hardly Wait, which is like the 90s movie referencing all these movies.
Probably. She was like, she was part of the Brat Pack. That's what they were called. You know, you had the 60s, like Frank Sinatra. And
the Rat Pack?
The Rat Pack. Well, the 80s had the Brat Pack.
All right.
Anthony Michael Hall.
I think that's Breakfast Club.
Andrew McCarthy.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
And John Cusack.
John Cusack. I think that's Love Actually. No, not Love Actually. what's the one with the boombox where he's standing out, like, trying to win the girl back? That's a John Hughes movie as well.
Oh, I can't think of the name right now.
I think it actually is Love Actually.
No. Love Actually is a more modern one.
Oh.
You are thinking of Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
John Cusack was in 16 Candles, though.
That's it. I know he was in one of the John Hughes movies.
All right, so I'm with the Clueless Curiosity. How well did he do?
He actually did fairly well, but I think statistically it is basically on par with the random guesses.
Oh.
Well, I know that I got the first couple.
You got the first couple because, I mean...
Everyone knows Matthew Broderick as Ferris Bueller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I did kind of just start going through the list of 80s films for various 80s film stars for you.
I figured as much.
And so it was just statistically how many of them were actually in either movie.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, Emilio Estevez is Breakfast Club, not Ferris Bueller. But there were a couple that are Ferris Bueller... Like, Jeffrey Jones was Ferris Bueller, not Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. Mia Sara is Ferris Bueller as well. But it's... He did pretty well, but I think it's within our statistical realm of possibility.
All right. So I think now it's time for us to go watch the movie. You know what that means?
Soothing transition song?
Well, it's more an 80s transition song.
Power metal or hair metal transition song?
Prog rock.
Man.
That was more 70s.
70s, 80s.
So yeah. That'd be early 70 or early 80s, 80s, late, like, 70s. And so we're later 80s.
We need...
we're the middle of the 80s. So we need...
Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
Or some...
power ballads. That's what we need.
Yeah, we need power ballads.
I don't know if I can do a...
We can do some Queen.
A power ballad transition song.
Well, you just have to play your guitar really loud for like 10 minutes and then...
Power transition song! transition song.
That was very glamorous.
All right, and I hope you liked it.
And wow.
So, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Now you've seen the whole thing.
Yep.
In a row.
In one, well, when beginning you say one end. Sitting, it wasn't really one sitting because lots of stuff happened.
Yeah, we did have to pause.
Yep. That's how I usually watch The Fifth Element.
There were events.
Lots of stuff happened. A dog ate a whole packet of peppermint chocolates. And, well, just going to say, I was really looking forward to eating them, but now I can't.
Because the dog ate them.
Because the dog ate
them. If you weren't keeping track at home, listeners, it's because the dog ate them. And since they are ate by the dog, Eric cannot eat them.
Almost like the flowers that got ate by the dog in this film.
So, yeah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
So, what are your thoughts?
It's definitely, I would probably say, the quintessential 80s movie. Like, well, basically John Woo, any John Woo movie is going to be up there. Like, The 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club.
You mean John Hughes?
Oh, was I saying John?
You said okay. John Woo. He's the one with, I think, Bullet Time stuff.
I think so. And he did the Mission Impossible, too, I think. Anyways, I'll just go back. Marker.
No, your mistake must be made public.
Yeah.
That's why he's the editor.
Yeah.
So it's the quintessential John Hughes teen.
John Hughes definitely has a movie style, especially for teen comedies. And I think it really translated well in the 80s, but not so much really now. Because has he really done anything other than 80s stuff?
I believe he actually did Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, really?
I'm 90% sure.
Like writing it or
directing it? I'll double check. If I'm wrong, you have to delete this.
No.
Our like mistakes John must Woo. Be... yeah.
Breakfast. Oh, he did Home Alone. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink. Oh, Uncle Buck. I loved Uncle Buck. So I'm looking it up on Google right now, and I kind of wish he, or Google would put them in chronological order.
Oh, it's John Watts did the directing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really... Oh, he did the Disney Flubber, but the most recent movie I've seen on this list is 2008.
Which one?
That is Drillbit Taylor with Owen Wilson. I mean, we could always go to IMDb. Oh, and Beethoven's Big Break. That was also 2008.
Yeah, so I guess John Hughes has been out for a while.
Oh, well, there's a reason why.
He died.
2009. Oh, now I feel bad.
It's all right.
Well, just edit that out. Make me seem less like a jerk. I'm kidding. I'll keep that in, probably.
Like, so far, we haven't recorded much of anything that's actually going to stay in the episode.
Probably not.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so John Hughes hasn't done a lot recently because he's dead.
But out of like looking at the list of 80s movies he had done, they're just I dare say classics. He also did the National Lampoon Vacation movies like Christmas Vacation and Vegas and all that sort of thing. So he was pretty big in the 80s.
I think he had an eye for comedy.
Yeah,
like the small comedy.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the Griswold Vacations. They're pretty quote unquote big comedies.
Yeah.
But like Ferris Bueller's, that's definitely a small one. Uncle Buck is also fairly small and self-contained. But yeah, all in all, definitely an 80s movie.
So do you feel like you missed this as a teen?
Yes and no. Mostly because Ferris Bueller has been parodied. I'll get it.
Referenced. Parodied. Copied.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller has been copied so many times by other movies. Just because it is such an iconic movie, I think you can kind of get it. Like, and I hadn't seen the movie, but I still basically got the plot right. Just a kid gets away mostly scot-free.
See, Ferris Bueller gets away. Not
his...
But his...
His friend, but...
His friend doesn't, but that's kind of the whole point.
It's his friend, like, learning to stand up for himself, that sort of thing.
Yeah, or I think more specifically to make a decision and take action. Like, he was very
wishy-washy.
He let other people drive him along.
Mm-hmm.
And so him failing was the right thing, but that's why I couldn't say you were right, and I couldn't say you were wrong, because you were both right and wrong.
From a certain point of view.
Thanks, Obi-Wan.
Hey, Obi-Wan is the star of that show, despite the whole, you know, Skywalker thing. Not Ferris Bueller, but actual Star Wars. Anyways.
Oh, so, do you think they paid a lot to get the Star Wars theme in Ferris Bueller?
I think they would have. Oh, who? Oh, crap. Who did, I can't.
So John Williams wrote the Star music. Wars
theme. I was trying to remember.
George Lucas owned it.
Yeah, I was trying to remember who the distributor was. It was Paramount. So it's not, it wasn't the,
20th Century Fox.
Yeah, 20th Century Fox owns, or was the distributor for that. So they might, I know, and rights for songs are just so convoluted and like whatever. But yeah, they probably paid a pretty penny.
See, watching this, it was more musical than I remember. Like, I remember the big music number and the,
in the parade. In
the parade. But I didn't remember all the other just musical moments playing, like when they get the car.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the end.
Yeah, all in all, so I don't think I even really answered your question. Did you ask me if I...
You think
missed out?
Missed out as a teen. Like, specifically, like, you're looking at it now, you're like, all right, because you got the more adult perspective. Mm-hmm. But do you think it would have resonated more that age? Like, target audience?
It might have a little bit. I don't think it would have resonated a ton with me. Mostly just because, I don't know, though. Because I did ditch a couple times and... in high school, just because it's like, I have senioritis bad. So we would go to a bakery and get some German food. Coincidentally, they have a German parade in this. So,
who do you identify the most with then?
Oh, probably Cameron. Cameron. No one's going to be as cool as Ferris.
That's because Ferris just has that charmed life.
Mm-hmm.
His plans almost always work.
Yep. And he suffers no repercussions for his decisions.
Even when they fail.
Mm-hmm. He just gets out of it. And I've heard a theory. So yeah, the theory is that Cameron invented Ferris to just help him get over his wishy-washy behavior. That Ferris is a figment of his imagination just driving him along. And I mean, I could kind of see that, except for the whole everything happening to Ferris like throughout the movie. And people, you know, saying, hey, Ferris, I hope you get better.
Like the whole... Ferris.
Like the whole town.
Save Ferris.
I like that band.
So, though, if you think about it, how much of that does Cameron actually see?
Not a lot, but then why would he be thinking it up?
Well,
or imagining it.
Because he imagined how important he would be if he was like Ferris.
Okay.
Like, you'd see the whole town would care about him when he was sick, because he is sick.
Yeah, he's actually sick in the movie. So, yeah, I mean, I guess you could kind of, like most theories, it has some evidence for it, but then...
Then there's all the bits with his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the sister would be made up, too.
The whole Ferris family?
Yeah, the whole Ferris family is made up. Like, the dad cares about his son, he's just not, doesn't pay too much attention. Same with the mom. The sister is jealous. And, you know, Cameron doesn't have a sister, and so he'd like to have a sibling.
Seems a lot of work for a hallucination.
Look, if you're going to hallucinate, especially you got to put some effort into it.
Have your hallucinations interacting with things off screen.
Exactly. That's why I don't think it's a real... It's a good theory, but that's all it is.
If you want that one, you can go for Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to include Ferris Bueller's Day Off in your kids growing up?
I think so.
Like, when they get older?
Yeah, it's definitely... They're going to have to be teenagers to see it. And to actually even understand it.
To connect.
Yeah. So, I don't think I'd go out and buy it, per se. But if it showed up on Space or future Netflix, yeah, sure. I'll try it.
Whatever Netflix is in the future?
Yeah. I want to say Space Netflix, but that doesn't quite work.
How about VR Flix?
Maybe that just
beams right into your eyes.
That would hurt so much. I think. I don't know.
All right. So, what's the moral? What moral did you get out of Ferris Bueller's Day Off? We got to include our morals now.
The moral, in my opinion, of Ferris Bueller's Day Off is that no matter all your bad decisions, someone else will take the blame.
See, I thought the moral was, if you tell a lie, just keep telling it bigger and bigger and bigger. And get enough people to believe, and next thing you know, you got flowers.
What about you, Richard? What moral did you pull out of this movie?
I got that if your older sister is really angry and won't leave you alone, you need to get her a boyfriend.
Drug-addled Charlie Sheen?
Maybe he's an undercover cop and he's just trying to get a confession out of her.
I want you to think about that real closely, though, that Charlie Sheen's in this movie and he's all about the drugs.
Hey, they say...
Foreshadowing. That's how deep John Hughes films are.
Art imitates life?
Yep, yep. Life imitates art? Both ways.
But yeah. Anything else? But hey, let us know what you thought about Ferris Bueller's Day Off. If which person has the best morals here? You can get a hold of us on Facebook at Plot Spackle.
Or at our Gmail at plotspacklepodcast@gmail.com.
Or talk to us on Twitter at plotspacklepod.
Also, we have a Patreon. Feel free to join your fellow good-looking friends on Patreon, and we would greatly appreciate that. So, I think that's it, guys.
Yeah, this is Plot Speckle, signing off.
What are you guys still doing here? The podcast is over. Go home. No, go home. We're done.